Beaver Pride Male Athlete of the Week from the BSU men's basketball team. It's James Ellisor. Ellisor and the rest of the Beaver men's basketball team joined us at the Ground Round for Sports in the Round this Wednesday.
I asked Coach this question earlier of how in the heck you slipped through the cracks, because you are an absolute gem for this coaching staff to find. What was your history of high school and how you ended up at Glendale and now how you ended up here?
Well, I wasn't highly recruited out of high school.
You should have been.
I eventually went to the junior college route, and from there, Coach came by down in Arizona and come check me out during open gym, and he told me to take a visit, and from there I took a visit. I liked the campus, liked the area, and I signed.
Was your first visit here in the summer? Because most people from Arizona would be like, oh no, it's too cold in Minnesota.
Yeah, no, it was actually during the spring. The thing that got me to come here was basically the people. They're very nice. Environment seemed pretty cool. I thought I could actually get along with everyone. And the teammates, they seem well. They seem to get along with me pretty well as well. And Pat, he's the guy who showed me around. Pat Cassidy was here last year. He showed me around, showed me everything the school has to offer, and that's how I signed.
When did you start playing basketball? As soon as you could get a basketball in your hands? Or
No, I started probably around 7, 8, but I really didn't get serious about it until I was about 11, 12.
And what's your favorite part of the game?
Just competing. I'm a competitive person. I don't like to lose. Whenever I play against someone and I lose several times, I start getting mad. And I just start, the competitiveness starts to take out me.
He likes dunking on people, too.
Sweet.
I got to get to a basketball game or two.
James, you are a very versatile player. You can go inside, you can go outside, you can defend, you can rebound, you can shoot. What do you think is your best attribute?
I say my best attribute is probably my slashing ability, my ability to get to the rim as well as create for others. I think that's what the coaches realize as well. Obviously, I have a post game down low, and I take advantage of that when I can. But I say my best part of my game is my slashing ability to get to the basket and finish.
Matt, the one thing that I noticed, the biggest difference between your program and the Gophers during that exhibition game was a guy like Mbakwe, who, granted, his first step now isn't nearly as fast as it was back during that game, but it's just the first step.
Yeah.
And he's past you, and boom, he's dunking on you. Is he your quickest first step guy?
Him and Jermaine. Him and Jermaine Crockwell are by far our two quickest first step guy, and it makes a big difference. Those are things that, and Tubby would tell you the same thing, you can't coach that. Those are things that are given natural abilities that kids either have or they don't have, and when you get something like that, the kids have a quick first step, or they can jump and then jump again at that same height. That's something that really great attribute for basketball.
James, being one of the few guys that isn't from Minnesota or from the area, when you guys played the Gophers, you obviously weren't intimidated by them, were you?
Not really. I thought it would be a good test for me to see where I match up against top Division I talent. And I think as a team, we fared pretty well. Throughout the game, we had several stretches where we could have, build a lead or get a lead. But obviously, the experience of their team and the talent they had, just basically, that's how they got the win.
Is it hard to share the ball enough with this team? Because you've got so many different guys that can score?
No, it's not hard at all. We obviously have a group of guys who can score, including myself. And Bryce, we have a great point guard in him. He sees the floor really well, and he anticipates plays like before it happens. That's what gives us the opportunity to score real well.
For more information on the Beaver men's basketball team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is coming up next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.